be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. And don't be too worried. I know I don't usually bring this many pages up here, but I'm not going to. It won't be long. I'd like to start off with the very first verse in the Gospel. Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. What a meaningful, comforting verse. And we will make our home with them. Before that can happen, and of course God initiates the relationship. So that's always present. God always initiates the relationship. He's always wanting us to come to him. But then there comes our response. And to do that, we need to be prayerful. Always praying, and then really try our best to be obedient, to listen to him, to keep Jesus' word, and to love him enough to take the time to pray and take the time to make correct choices, to be obedient. And then Jesus talks to us more. Actually, but before I go there, I'm going to go back. Actually, obedience shows our love even more. And when we do pray, it helps our relationship. And it also helps the knowledge of God's will for us. It helps us with the knowledge of his way. And living with God, that's the perk of our love and our obedience. And when we have God residing in us, when we strive to live with God, our faith grows, our trust grows, our courage and even our confidence grows, and that's when we have peace, a deep peace. Now, in today's gospel lesson, the first one that we read from John, we can kind of tell that Pentecost is just around the corner, because we keep hearing a little bit more and more about the Holy Spirit. And Jesus tells us about the advocate that the Father sends in his name. So we are not abandoned. We're not left alone. Jesus' body went back to heaven, but we're not left alone. We have God's Holy Spirit to be with us. And the Holy Spirit, Jesus tells us, will teach us. The Holy Spirit will lead us and remind us of all the words that Jesus taught in all the way that he lived, his example in the way that we are to live. The Holy Spirit, if we allow it, makes us new every day. I'm sure you've heard the phrase, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Well, with the Holy Spirit and with prayer, that's true. When we wake up and make a conscious decision to start our day with prayer, with just a little bit of time with our Lord, that can give us confidence, peace, strength, and a relationship that just cannot be ripped from us by anything. God loves us. The Holy Spirit also guides us back to God. He leads us in all of our thoughts, our words, our actions, our emotions, our commitment, our devotion, and even our prayer time and worship time. As far as our thoughts, when I wake up, I say to myself, okay, today is not all about me. It's about God and others. And then the words, whatever we say, are they kind and encouraging? Are we tolerant? Do we tell the truth? Are we loving and forgiving? Because we do expect to be forgiven ourselves by others and by God. And then our actions. When we wake up in the morning, do we make a conscious decision? Or do we just kind of ignore it and start our day by brushing our teeth and going full force? Do we make a decision to be obedient to God? to follow his will and his ways, and give up our sinful desires, our sinful ways. And then our emotions. Life is not easy, and our emotions can be all over the place. But if we spend time with God, he can help us to focus on his presence, and we will be at peace. And we will be able to trust in him more than we can trust in ourselves. And then we're a little bit vulnerable because we are trusting in God. And then how about our commitment and our devotion to God? Are we God-centered or are we self-centered? Did we ask God what he wants from us this morning when we woke up? Or did we forget that? And then our worship. Well, we're here, so that's good. 2 points for us. But we are to worship him every day together on Sunday. Remember what our baptismal vows say? As the apostles practice and do, breaking the bread together and being together with the prayers, and for Christian relationships and encouragement, and then prayer every other day of the week, sometimes all day long in a silent way in our hearts. And when we think of the Holy Spirit being active and living, dwelling in us, what are our attitudes and our actions? Well, from Galatians chapter 5, we know what the fruit of the Holy Spirit is, and that's what's to show from us. So, the fruits are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Well, prayer helps us, with the Holy Spirit residing in us, every step of the way to center and to allow us to really know, follow, and to trust God's way, his promises, and his love. And then we have the verse in John, the Gospel of John. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid." Well, the world's idea of peace is that our life basically goes the way we want. No stress, no troubles, no sorrows, no loneliness, no bills not paid. You know, stress-free. Everything is just fine and dandy. Well, each and every one of us knows that that doesn't happen. But God's peace, if we accept it, is for us to be able to have the confidence and trust in him, to have the courage to live out our life with joy, with smiles, with cheerfulness, actually living a resurrection life, living in the truth of Jesus without fear, living with the Lord, dwelling in him and him dwelling in us, even though we have a lot of stress and strains and sorrows and illness and pain and worries. When we live with God, that's what gives us peace. So life isn't easy. Actually, being a Christian, a true Christian, is not easy. But Jesus' gift of the Holy Spirit gives us all that we need to accomplish God's will and his way in our everyday life. The Holy Spirit gives us knowledge and courage. The Holy Spirit teaches us how to be patient, accepting, and tolerant. The Holy Spirit reminds us to be forgiven because we have been forgiven by our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit reminds us to be joyful, to be peaceful, and to have faith in our God because Jesus never abandons us and Jesus never breaks his promises. The Holy Spirit helps us to be centered on God. I'm sure you've heard this before. J-O-Y, joy. In other words, it's putting our Lord first, others next, and ourselves or yourself last. Jesus, others, yourself. We do that with the strength of God in us. So prayer, living with God, allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, all of that gives us peace. And God's peace is to make us be the best that we can be for Him. So I'd like to end, if everybody would like to join with me, in praying the contemporary call one more time. I just think that's a beautiful prayer. Oh God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding, pouring into our hearts such love towards you, that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God,